You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now. Today, he provides a history lesson on Barksdale Air Force Base, and he salutes its many milestones on its 80th anniversary.
February 2, 2013, saw a significant milestone in our region's history. It was the 80th anniversary of what is today Barksdale Air Force Base. Originally called Barksdale Field, the complex was named in honor of 2nd Lieutenant Eugene Hoy Barksdale on February 2, 1933. Lieutenant Barksdale received his wings in Great Britain in 1918 and flew with the British during World War I. He died on August 11, 1926, over McCook Field near Dayton, Ohio, when testing a Douglas O-2 observation airplane for spin characteristics. He did not recover from a flat spin while parachuting out of the plane and fell to his death. He was buried with full military honors in Arlington National Cemetery. The name of the field was changed to Barksdale Air Force Base on February 13, 1948, concurrent at the time of the United States Air Force becoming a separate military branch. Airships were still in use when the field construction began, so hangars 1 and 2 were built large enough to accommodate them. No airships were ever assigned, but each hangar was large enough to accommodate two B-52 aircraft wingtip to wingtip. As early as 1924, the citizens of Shreveport wanted a military flying field. In 1926, Shreveporters learned that the 3rd Attack Wing, stationed at Fort Crockett, Texas, would be enlarged by 500% and would require at least 20,000 acres to support aerial gunnery and a bombing range. In February 1928, a delegation of prominent Shreveport citizens hired a young crop duster, a former Air Corps captain named Harold Harris, to fly over the local area and find suitable sites for an airfield. He found three areas that might be suitable, but he selected what he believed was an ideal location. It was a huge cotton plantation near Bossier City, which had been part of the Foster, then Fullalove plantation. The site selection committee unanimously agreed upon the location. A delegation of citizens traveled to Washington to personally present the advantages of the proposed site to the War Department. Following their return, the Army then visited Shreveport and reported the location met all the requirements for the Air Corps. Shreveport was selected on December 5, 1928, as the location of the new air base. Construction of Barksdale Field began in 1931, with groups of men clearing the land for the runways and taxi strips, with mule teams dragging logs. These were followed by hangars and housing in a colonial motif that has earned the base a spot on the National Register of Historic Places. Early flying operations began on November 7, 1932, with the arrival of the 20th Pursuit Group and its three pursuit squadrons, equipped with Boeing P-12 and P-26 P-Shooter fighters. The airfield was officially opened and dedicated on February 2, 1933. By the mid-1930s, Barksdale was the headquarters and the main base of the 3rd Attack Wing, equipped with Curtiss A-12 and Northrop A-17 fighters. The airfield was used by both fighter and attack pilots to hone their gunnery and bombing skills. Additional barracks were constructed in 1936 and 1937, and light bombers replaced pursuit and attack aircraft. Since those early days, the base's mission has changed several times, from training to becoming the home of the most deadly bomber force in history. Today, Barksdale is the home of the Mighty 8th Air Force and of the 2nd Bomb Wing, with most of the B-52s in existence, and Global Strike Command, as well as the Air Force Reserve's 917th Wing. Let's celebrate Barksdale's wonderful history and wish her many more decades of success. Barksdale's history matters.